The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning. For those of you in morning places, good afternoon. For those of you in afternoon places, good evening. And good night for those of you in evening and night places. And to be able to make those distinctions requires the ability to make distinctions. And that's kind of the theme for today, is the making of distinctions. Not making of them, but recognizing distinctions. And to really, as mindfulness gets established, as we have greater clarity in our perception of the present moment, it can be a very relaxed perception, clarity. But as there's less preoccupations and thoughts and reactions that cloud the eyes, clouds the mind, and we're just here with clarity, it can be similar, perhaps, like for me, between, nowadays it's a little different, but between someone who is nearsighted and wears glasses and then takes off the glasses, that without the glasses, all a blur, and with the glasses, there's clarity. And with that clarity is a capacity to make distinctions. In fact, to see clearly is because we can see more and more subtle or precise distinctions between things. So the nearsighted person might, there's two dots over there. A nearsighted person would see the two dots, maybe they would just blur together as one dot. But with the clarity, they'd see, oh, there's two dots there. If there is in the far wall where I'm looking at now, there's a door, and the door and the wall are the same color. And without glasses, a nearsighted person might see, not really see the very subtle distinction between the door and the, it's a kind of an emergency exit door, so it's not, doesn't stand out clearly. And so the line is kind of subtle. So for a nearsighted person, that line would not be very distinct and would really be seen as a door versus a wall. So as we settle down in meditation and we have more and more present for our experience with greater clarity, less distraction, less preoccupation, less reactivity, then we start noticing that in the present moment, the details of the present moment stand out and highlight. And some of that is to make distinctions between things. And one of the distinctions that we make in mindfulness of breathing is a distinction between the inhalation and the exhalation. And those experience of each is distinct. They are different from each other. And to start becoming aware of that difference, it stands out a little bit in highlight that with the inhale, there might be an movement of expansion. And the exhale, there's contraction. And the inhale, there's a rising of the chest, perhaps, or expansion of the belly. And the exhale, that's falling of it. And there are many distinctions to be made. And one of the distinctions after a while become clearer and clearer is that there is a beginning of the inhale and there's an end of an inhale. And just as the inhale and exhale have distinct sensations, so the beginning has distinct, unique sensations that are different than the end. Now, to start looking for a distinction, it becomes work and searching, and that is not what we're talking about for Anapanasati. It's not really looking and searching for and the work of distinction, but rather it's to the relaxed, dedicated presence of attention here, things start standing out in highlight. Kind of like you don't work when you put on your glasses, and then you see more clearly because the glasses is there. And so when the glasses of mindfulness are present, then these distinctions just appear. And they appear for people who don't really, doesn't occur to them maybe even to think about, oh, now I'm seeing distinctions. But they're there, and they become, and as we get more and more refined, then more and more clarity comes up, which takes the form of making distinctions. So this is not meant to be work, but meant to be almost a deeper and deeper relaxation, and then a registering of what happens when we, what we experience like that. Just a registering, just allowing. Oh, it's like this. So, taking a meditation posture and making a distinction between a posture which is both alert and comfortable and one that's not. Adjusting the body so that it feels like you're more here, more present with your body. If you were going to practice mindfulness with your body being more alive and sensitive, what posture would you take? And then to close your eyes and to take a few long, slow, gentle breaths. Maybe breathe deeply enough you can feel the stretching of your ribcage lifting, and then how that collapses or falls back as you exhale. And if you're subtle enough, maybe you can even feel in the inhale, deep inhale, the space formed that grows between the ribs. And how that space comes back, disappears as you exhale. You might notice with a deep inhale that chances are most of the sensations of deep inhale are in the front half of the torso. The sensations of inhaling are more subtle in the back rib cage. Then allowing your breathing return to normal. And now notice, see the distinction between the deeper inhale and what would be closer to a normal breath. What are the sensations like now of the inhale? What happens in your back rib cage? And as you exhale, to relax your body, soften what can be softened. Softening the muscles of the face, around the eyes and forehead, maybe around the jaws. Relaxing the shoulders. And feeling the difference, the distinction between the tighter shoulders and the looser ones, if it happens that they loosen. And softening the belly. And noticing the what it's like for you now in your mind. If it's sleepy, maybe there's a way of brightening the mind. Maybe brightening it on the inhale. If the mind is tense, agitated, maybe relaxing the mind as you exhale. Letting go of your thoughts. Maybe letting go of thoughts a bit like pulling the curtains away from a window. Pulling the curtains away from your ability to feel and sense and experience your breathing. And allow yourself to receive or take in the inhale. Let it register in a relaxed way, in a clear enough way so that when you exhale, your body can really feel the difference between the inhale and the exhale. Allowing your body to feel the distinctions. So it's not so much you're working to make distinctions. It is that you're feeling so fully. That of course your body can feel the difference between what it's like to inhale and exhale. And to recognize or register the particular sensations or qualities of the breath does involve, without working at it, but it does involve the mind's ability to make distinctions. So, for example, noticing if the inhales and exhales are long or are they short, rapid or slow. It's all okay, is the way it is. Your job just to notice how it is. Does your body experience either the inhale or the exhale as longer or shorter than the other? And don't answer the question with your mind, but allow yourself to become quieter so you feel and experience more carefully, so the body reveals which is longer or shorter, or that they're the same length. Does the body experience the breathing in a shallow way or in a deep way? In the time of while you're breathing, are there times when there's more sense of movement and more a sense of stillness in the breathing? Any expansion and contraction. Any feeling of pressure, maybe as you inhale, and release of pressure as you exhale. Any shifting feelings of temperature, warmth and coolness. Are any of the sensations sharp, or any of them soft as you breathe? Any tingling or vibration? Does breathing feel rough and jagged, or smooth and soft? Any sensations of hardness and resistance, maybe at the top of the in-breath. Any sensations of softness or malleability. As if you're lovingly taking your hand to stroke a very smooth piece of wood that you're sanding or cleaning, or as if you're gently stroking the back of the head of a child or a lovingly allow your awareness to be stroked by the sensations of your breathing, letting the thinking mind become quiet, clear, so you can really take in, really allow yourself to feel the body's experience of breathing. Entering into the world of the body breathing. Quieter and quieter, clearer and clearer. For the kaleidoscope of sensations that come into play as you're breathing. Noticing if there's any way the breathing is held back and holding of the breathing. See if you can relax. Soften how you're breathing. And in doing so, allowing the body to feel breathing more distinctly. Even if it's subtle, the distinct experience of subtle breathing. And then coming to the end of this meditation, feeling yourself here in this body at this time, in this spot. Maybe letting go, relaxing into where your body is touching your chair, your cushion, floor, the bed, to really feel that you are here. And then distinct from you are all the people of your life who for right now are there, somewhere distinct from this place where you are. Maybe elsewhere in the room, in the house, in the neighborhood, in the town, in the land, in the globe. And the more we're grounded in ourselves, rooted in ourselves, the more we have to offer to others in terms of a clear, distinct awareness. The more we're able to really see someone else as distinct as their own self and how they are. And it's a gift to give others, to allow them to be as they are, and to see them as they are. There can be, it can almost be synonymous to see someone as they are, to see them and allow them to be who they are, and to appreciate them, to love them, to offer the gift of our kind regard, our presence, where we're not interfering with them, we're allowing them to be as they are. It's one way of expressing our love, our goodwill, our kindness to others, is to see them as they are and to appreciate them. Maybe not everything they do, but something about them that we settle back and see clearly, make a distinction. And perhaps you don't have to tell them so, that you're doing so. But see if you can open up a heart of kindness, goodwill. Maybe sitting here at this last moments of this meditation, to tap into your capacity to appreciate and wish well to others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free of oppression. May all beings be free of distress. May all beings everywhere be free.